We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Tuesday, June 15, 2021. Let's talk to Omaha Storm Chasers reliever, Royals prospect, and St. Pius X High School graduate, and Parkville native, Mr. Grant Gavin, who joins us now. Grant, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going, Steven?
Doing well, but I'm not doing as well as you are. You're kicking ass in Omaha right now.
Yeah.
And I do apologize because I've been known to wreck a bandwagon, but yesterday I officially demanded that the Royals call you up to the big league team, so don't. I hope that doesn't offend you or your family, because, you know, like I said, sometimes I go a little crazy with stuff, but damn it, you've been pitching well. And so let's start there. I'm looking through all the things that have been tweeted about you lately. Up until 2 days ago, leading Omaha relievers in innings pitched and strikeouts, tied for second on the team in appearances. You just had a 3-inning outing over the weekend where you were lights out. Tell us how you have got to this point where you're pitching so well that you really are on the radar and hopefully on the cusp of being called up by the Royals.
Yeah, well, I think it started at the end of 2019, and I was making a lot of strides as a pitcher. I recently developed a new pitch, a splitter or a split change, and I was feeling really good about it at the end of the season. And I was over the off season that year, going into 20, I was like, man, I feel really good. And then the shutdown happened. It was really disappointing, and because I felt like I was at a really good place and I was going to come out and have the best season of my life. But I was like, all right, well, I'm going to dedicate this entire year, however long this lasts, I'm going to work on my craft. I'm not going to take any days off. And last year, I really put in a lot of work on my pitch ability and throwing. I threw a lot to keep my arm in shape. And I feel like now it's just kind of, I'm finally being able to show all the work I put in over the last, well, you know, like 20 years, but especially the last 2 years, I feel like I've really done a lot and made a lot of strides in my game.
And that could not have been easy. Like you said, at the end of 2019, you felt like you're on the verge of really breaking through, and then everything that happened with 2020. And so take us through the challenges of not having a minor league season, just when you think you're really starting to figure everything out and get where you want to get to as a pitcher. Give us some more details about what that was like and how you met those challenges. And it looks like how you used that opportunity and used that time to make yourself into an even better pitcher.
Yeah, it was frustrating, to be honest. Like March 10th or 11th, whatever, we got sent home, and no one knew what to expect because it was all new territory for everyone. And you just kept getting vague notices from the team. Oh, be ready for whenever. We don't know. And then, so that was frustrating. And then when the major league team was invited back and I wasn't a part of the group, and I obviously you're going to look at everyone else who gets invited. And I'm like, no disrespect to them, but I'm just as good as a lot of guys that were in this group or on the major league team in my mind. So I'm like sitting at home thinking, well, I'm gonna do everything I can to be ready when I get my opportunity. And it just was kind of a way to fuel me to not give up. And I was able to do that because I had a lot of help from my parents and my family and my support system. A lot of people were helping me out. You'll probably think it was funny, but a lot of credit goes to Mr. Monachino and Mr. Ross at St. Pius because
there
they allowed
go.
Me. Yeah, it always comes back to St. Pius. But no, they allowed me to utilize their brand new turf baseball field, and I was setting up live at bats with other pro hitters who were in and pro pitchers who are in the Kansas City area who were in a similar situation as me. So we kind of like made our own simulated games up at the new baseball field at St. Pius. And we did that every Friday from like April to September. And we got a lot of work in.
No, but that's great though. So the new, and obviously the new facilities, I mean, that's incredible for St. Pius, but for you to be able to go back there and utilize that. No, by the way, state champion St. Pius to 10th High School, and I know you got to be thrilled with that, the baseball team winning the state title. But, I mean, that look, not every kid would have had that opportunity, not every prospect kid, but, you know, you're a kid to me. But, you know, not every prospect would have that opportunity to have, like you said, that support system. And in times of uncertainty where, you know, you've got to continue to work at your craft, that was a big deal to have access to that and to be able to continue to work and get better, right?
Yeah, no, I heard stories. A lot of guys said, oh, I just worked out of my garage for 3 months, threw into a wall. And I feel lucky because I was able to utilize weight rooms and then obviously the field up at Pius. And getting some semblance of, like, real baseball was big because a lot of people didn't get that. They said, oh, I just threw into a net or threw into a wall. That was good enough for me. And it's just not the same. Like, you got to... Like you're a baseball player, you're a pitcher, you're a hitter. You need to play baseball to get better at baseball. It sounds simple, but a lot of people just kind of disregarded that last year. Not necessarily because they wanted to, but it was just a product of their circumstances. And I had favorable circumstances because I had people in my corner who were willing to help me and give me everything I need, and I felt super grateful for that.
So, I mean, it's awesome that you're grateful because you can't do this stuff by yourself, and we all in life should acknowledge the people that help us get somewhere. But, you know, you also have to take the initiative to seek out somewhere to train and someone to train with and all that. How did you go about that process? Like, in terms of figuring out what should I be doing? Who can I do this with? How did you, because you had to do that yourself, how did you go about that process?
Yeah, so the baseball training facility I go to, or I've gone to over the past few years out in Olathe and Lenexa, they're called Kansas City Strength and Conditioning and Premier Baseball. Like, I have a kind of a good community of other pro players I know through those places, guys who have been in and out of there. So it was just kind of like I talked to one or two of them, and, you know, they were like, yeah, we'd be really interested. And then, you know, you talk to a few more and it seems like everybody was interested. And on any given week, we'd have anywhere between 10 to 25 professional baseball players out at St. Pius's field. And we're all just looking to get some sort of work in. And it really wasn't that hard once you just kind of talk to a few people. And then, but before that, I just talked to my dad and I was like, yeah, what do you think I should do? Like, I really want to work on, like, the biggest thing I needed to work on, I felt like, last year was my pitchability and being able to throw all three of my pitches for strikes, because that's where I'd struggled in the past. Was I wasn't commanding the ball the way I do now. And so last year, that was why I really wanted to work on pitching as much as I did. And my dad was like, oh, well, just talk to Mr. Monachino. No one's using the baseball field to tie us. I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem with it. And they didn't. So yeah, that's kind of how it all came together.
That's awesome. Grant Gavin, Royals prospect, reliever down in Omaha, and Kansas City native, Parkville native, St. Pius State High School graduate is our guest. So you mentioned the new pitch, splitter, split change. Take me through that. When you started working on developing the new pitch, how you've been able to utilize that in your arsenal, and how that's helped you improve as a pitcher.
Yeah, it's funny because so in 2019, at the beginning of the season, I was struggling. I think I probably had the worst outing of my life at that point. And we were playing at Springfield, and I gave up 5 earned runs, didn't record an out. And we lost. I came in a 5-1 game. We lost. And I remember it very vividly. And my pitching coach at the time, Doug Henry, and our pitching coordinator was in town, who's now the major league bullpen coach, Larry Carter, both came up to me and they're like, hey, we want you to start working on the splitter. And at that time, I'm like, oh, great, you know, like, yeah, I have a 70 RA. You guys are just kind of grasping at straws here. Like, but I'm like, yeah, don't release me. I'll do whatever.
Right.
So I started playing catch with it, and I'm like, and I kind of, it was a slow process because that was in, like, May. And I'd probably been throwing in a game until first or second week of August. But, and then at that point, it was, like, it was showing flashes of being like, oh, I was like, oh, damn, this is a really good pitch. And when I throw it right, but then I would like throw one that didn't do anything. But I was like, I got to keep working on this because like when I get the feel for it and I get it consistent, this is going to be a game changer for me. So it was a long process over that season of, and it still is like any pitch, you don't just get it and it's over. Like, so it's a continual evolving process of getting that feel.
But it's part of what you do now, and you feel comfortable with it, and you give credit to that for some of your success, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be a big game changer for me.
Okay, so this is crazy, and there was no way you could have possibly seen this coming, but here you are, Kansas City kid, and you know, huge Royals fan. When they go to the World Series. And when they win the World Series, and part of that, you got the shortstop that's the Iron Man that's always out there that wins the ALCS MVP, Alcides Escobar, right? And I'm sure, just like all of us in Kansas City, you look at Hosmer and Moustakas, Eske, Salvi, Lorenzo Cain, all the stars of that team, and you look up to them, and that's, you know, you're a baseball player, that's what you want to be, right? So here we are, 6 years later, and you're AAA, and you're kicking ass out of the bullpen. And then you look behind you, and there your shortstop is Alcides Escobar. That's got to be. You tell me, what's that like?
I haven't really given it too much thought, but it's funny when you lay it all out like that. I mean, it's pretty cool because he's a great guy and he's a really good teammate. You can tell he's got a lot of value and brings a lot of experience to, you know, guys like us. We all really look up to him. You can tell the position players especially hold him in a really good regard, and he's been great for our team, and obviously he's like hitting like 900 over the past like 3 weeks, it feels like. but and he's still got it out in the field, he's making some great plays, but it is funny. I'm pretty sure I had an Escobar like t-shirt jersey back when I was in high school, so now he's my shortstop or second baseman.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible. Grant, I got to be honest with you, man. Listening to you tell the story of the pitching coach, Doug Henry, coming to you and say, and Larry Carter coming to you and saying, hey, we want you to work on this pitch. And you said, I got a 7 ERA. Just don't release me. I'll work on whatever pitch you got. Like, I think that's a great story because that, I think it helps lay out for us. I think a lot of times when we watch big league baseball, you just see a bunch of big leaguers out there. And you don't sit there and think about the journey that each one of those guys had to go through to get there. And how many of those guys might have thought at some point during their minor league career, man, I might not ever make it, you know? And I'm just curious for you, like, what is that like? I mean, can you describe for us what that life is like when you're this close to achieving a dream, but also this close to it to being taken away from you at any minute?
Yeah, it's very unique, and everybody knows coming in, it's a very cutthroat profession, and it's not all, hey, you're going to make it. No, I'm pretty sure the percentages are really low if you looked up draft choices, especially 29th round draft choices. Hey, like, the reality is, like, you're told you're not going to make it to the major leagues, and it's probably in the, like, less than 5% of the time a 29th rounder makes it to the major leagues. But, I mean, my mentality has been just do everything you can. Don't leave anything on, like, anything out there that you could have done and look back and be like, man, I wish I did that. And
yeah.
So I feel like that's the best way to go about it, and just take it one day at a time. And, you know, all the cliches are true, like take it one day at a time, give it your all, and good things will happen. And I feel like I've put myself in a good place of going from, you know, 29th rounder with zero expectations. Like, I was told when I was probably in my first or second full season by some higher ups at the Royals that I'd already had passed all their expectations. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. But I'm glad. It doesn't feel great to hear you had no expectations for me. But I was like, I still have some more expectations for myself. So I think I'm going to keep going. So.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think Steve and I have talked about, just even in our careers, you have the people along the way that tell you you're never going to do it. And then you have a few people along the way that tell you, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. And you have to have those people too. Did you have some people like that kept you going?
Yeah. I mean, the big ones are pitching coaches. Like, when a lot of times they're like, hey, your stuff is major league. Like, you look at it, like, you have a good fastball, you have a good breaking ball. Like, that was coming up, and they're like, hey, just keep working on your command, keep getting better. Like, you got major league stuff. You can get there. And, like, you know, it's just that stuff along the way really helps, because when you have bad outings, it's like, and you're in high A or low A, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, I'm so far away, and I'm not pitching well. Oh, this is frustrating. Or when I was in Springfield, Missouri with a 7 ERA, that was the low point of my baseball, honestly. I've told that to a lot of people, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I'm getting hit around in double A, but then, you know, you just stay consistent and you get some confidence and you get on a roll. And I think I got my ERA down from like a 7 to a 3 in like 2 months time. And it was just, I chipped away at it, and I just tried to be consistent. So, and my pitching coach, Doug Henry, I've mentioned him. He even texted me a couple, like, months ago and was like, hey, you're going to be in a major league bullpen soon. Just keep at it. And so, like, stuff like that, it goes a long way, in my opinion.
Right now, at AAA, 13 games, 24 and two-thirds innings pitched, 15 hits, 7 walks, 34 strikeouts, a 182 ERA, a .89 whip, a 179 batting average against. Here we again, Grant, I don't want this to scare you off. The bandwagon is going, Grant Gavin in Kansas City. Call him up.
Let's go.
There's a lot that I may exceed the weight limit on this bandwagon, so might have to get some new tires or whatever. But damn it, Grant Gavin, you're representing St. I'm a grad of St. Pius. My two boys graduated St. Pius. My girls are going to go there. You got Mr. Monachino behind you. You got everyone behind you. And we're all going to be out there when you make that major league debut. And I want to keep talking to you as you're doing well at AAA, but I'm really looking forward to talking to you when you get that call up to Kansas City, man. So keep doing what you're doing. We're behind you. And congratulations on all the success you're having. And I can't wait to see you in a Royals uniform, Grant Gavin.
Thank you.
And thank you for answering Jake's text messages. We know that sometimes he can be overbearing. And so if you have any problems, just let me know. But we're all on the bandwagon, man. So keep doing what you're doing down in Omaha, all right?
All right. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again soon. That's Grant Gavin. Thank you, Grant Gavin. Oh, I'm so excited for him.
What a great, I mean, man, we got to keep having
Richie
him on.
Richie played football with him, and Richie's out there having fun, and Grant Gavin's going to go to the majors. We're all going to go. You got to go out there, too.
Hell yeah, man.
Put your ass in a Grant Gavin jersey.
I'll do it.
You better believe you'll do it. Back after this, wrap things up. Grant Gavin representing St. Pius and Parkville, and pretty soon he's going to be pitching for the Royals on Sports Radio 810 WHB.